This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some fresh fruit and vegetables? Surprisingly, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Mark Tuttle, with Breezeland Orchards. Mark, how you doing?
Good, I'm fine. Great. Kind of a chilly morning, but everything's good.
Great. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. Mark, tell us your name and your business.
Okay, my name is Mark Tuttle. It's a family-run business here at Breezelands, the Tuttle family. That's our last name, Tuttle. We've been here for five generations. And we own Breezeland Orchards on the road from Warren to Sturbridge, Southbridge Road. We've been growing apples here for quite a long time, and peaches, don't forget, peaches too.
Wow. Well,
I was kind of born into it, you know. Woke up and that my family was an apple grower, so this is, I'm now an apple grower, so just, it was an easy transition for me.
What are the myths and misconceptions in your industry?
I think people think that we only have apples for a short time, and we grow a lot of apples. And we, even though sometimes the farm stand shuts down at Thanksgiving time, because I mean, that's when people usually buy apples. We do have apples in the packing room. We have apples usually till March or so. So if you wanted to wanted to make a pie or something, you can always get apples at the farm, even though the store is closed. There's two facets to our business, the retail and the wholesale. And the wholesale end of it continues till about March. So, I think misconceptions also is that, there's not much work to it. You just plant a tree and it just grows. So that's a fallacy too, just because it takes a lot of individual attention each of these trees get. So it's not easy.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Oh, I travel. I travel quite a bit, and we go to other farms and try to learn about how they're doing things. I think you've got to be really open to new things all the time in our industry. And we try to grow and get educated all along the route here. So we're a better grower. We're a professional orchard. So it's got to look like it. We got to, follow the trends, which are always, the cutting edge trends. And just be with it, just with it, because you don't want to grow big, huge, old trees, big, huge trees that you need big, old, long ladders to pick and those kinds of things. So the industry has come a long, long way. It's not like when I was a kid. I'm 65 years old now, and it's far different. Really, all those old trees that once we're here are all out now and pushed over with the bulldozer, and we're off to new ways of planting, new varieties, that kind of thing. So we're always in a state of flux here. We're always changing all the time to match what people want. That's the big thing, is grow an item that people want, which is usually a variety that people like. There's trends in the apple industry, and there's a whole lot of new varieties out there that we're planting in place of these old varieties. That's our big thing that our industry is changing. Is you go into a supermarket these days and you see all these apples you've never heard about before, and that's what's going on. All these nurseries, all these new varieties are coming up, and they're really terrific apples. So people have to leave their misconceptions about I like these old type of apples. They're still okay, but there's so many more better varieties now. So that's what we're tending to these days. So
Let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say that you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
I have a big one. I have a huge big one. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, I was on 25 years ago, I was driving a tractor down a slope, and I had a piece of equipment on the side of the tractor. And when I took a left, the tractor tipped over on me, and I was pinned underneath the tractor. And now I'm sitting in a wheelchair because of it. So things are really different for me now. I have different jobs because I can't do what I used to do. So my whole life, 25 years ago, it got really changed in a split second. So I have huge stories about that and how I just got better, and then I just came back to the farm, and I'm running it now, and things are great now, and you know, life didn't stop for me. So I have a lot to say about that part of my life, because I really had to face a lot of adversity and that kind of thing. But, you know, I rose above it, and here I am. So I feel good about myself and how the farm's going. And, you know, I'm handicapped, but I'm just moving forward every day. So
better and stronger. What is one thing you wish our listeners knew about Breezeland Orchards?
It's bigger than you think. It's bigger than you think. We have 100 acres, and we have about 10,000 trees. Some people think it's just a little orchard, but it's one of the major orchards in the state of Massachusetts. So we have our business is split into two areas. We have wholesale and retail. So the retail starts off with peaches that we grow and small fruit like raspberries and blueberries. And it goes right till the end of October. We're still picking apples. So it's bigger than people think. And it's a lot harder work than people think. And people think we're not really green. And we just kind of, one of the big things is that about spraying. And spraying is a big item that people talk about all the time. And I usually have to address it. And I'd like to address it if you don't mind, because people have misconceptions. We use an IPM program, which means integrated pest management. And we only, this spray material that we spray on the trees, we're not out spraying willy-nilly because it costs us a fortune. So we're using IPM and what that does is you only spray when you have to. When a certain insect becomes a problem, even in maybe it's only a problem in certain blocks of our orchard, then we would only spray there and not everywhere. I mean, years and years and years ago, it was kind of like every 2 weeks you went and sprayed, just kind of haphazardly a bit. But now there's so much more to it now, and we don't just go out there and spray for fun. It costs us a lot of money, and so we only spray when we have to. So we're keeping the environment green, and you have to trust your farmer, and you can trust us here at Breezeland, because we don't spray anywhere near harvest time. So, you know, this is the thing about IPM. You spray early, so things don't get out of control near harvest time. So you're not spraying near harvest. So, but we still have to deal with hail sometimes, wrecks our apples, a freeze during bloom is a big problem. Really, hail is the big thing because it's a real force.
How can our listeners learn more about Breezeland Orchards?
Well, a lot of people, you know, we have a nice website, if that's what you mean, or we're very friendly crew here, very friendly. If you don't know how to prune apple trees, come and go out in the orchard with us and we'll show you how to prune. We don't, you know, those kinds of things. We're very neighborly and we love the public and all that. And we understand that's our future and we live in this community. So we want to increase the camaraderie we have with all our customers and that kind of thing. So you come and hang out at the farm. It's a, people don't do it much, but when, if you want to know how we do things, we plant trees every single year. We prune every single year. We thin apples. A lot of times people don't know this, but an apple tree will produce 3 or 4 times the amount of apples on the tree that you want. And we usually spray apple trees to knock some of them off, but sometimes we have to hand thin. And that's something that we do in the middle of the summer. So there's lots of our crew here never is slowed down. We work, even if you don't think there's anything going on this time of year or oddball times of the year, we're always, always busy. So there's always tons of work to do. We never catch up, never catch up. So, but it's fun.
Well, Mark, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you being on our show. We wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. We're here for, we've been here for 5 generations and we plan to stay. I'm planting trees that are varieties that people want, and we're planning for the future. Sometimes you can't be so short-sighted in this industry. So we try to plan for the future. What's good for me right now is good for the next guy that's coming up. So you got to think of the future. So.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.